So you pull up the fast food and you get yourself a Happy Meal for your kids. Maybe you get a quarter pounder with cheese and, you know, maybe a couple of nuggets just to top it all off with some tasty French fries. And when you pull around to the window, how much is it? You might find yourself paying $20 or more for your fast food. Is this some alternate universe? No, this is today's universe where fast food prices have gotten pretty wild and pretty insane. We're going to be talking about it on today's episode. Hello, everyone. My name is Blake Benz. I'm the host of the Good Advice Podcast. We don't do a lot of fluff on the show, just the actionable, practical things that actually work in business. We're going to be talking about fast food prices, what it means for today's business world, and more importantly, if you're a local business, is this a good thing for you or a bad thing? We're going to be diving into all of it today. Before we dive in, we have a word from one of the amazing businesses that sponsors the podcast. Of course, if you're a business, if you've ever thought about advertising on the show, you can always reach out at blake@goodadvicecoaching.com. Or if you're listening and you want to support the podcast, you can always check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/goodadvice for as little as the price of a cup of coffee. I should really change that, by the way. Price of coffee has increased too. My wife is a total segue. My wife got a cup of coffee the other day and it was $7. $7 for a cup of coffee. Can you believe it? That's before the tip. Isn't it wild? But for less than that, $5 a month, you can support the podcast on our Patreon. All that to say, we appreciate those of you who've supported the podcast long term. Talk soon. There's one single piece of advice that I give to business owners who are ready to scale their business drastically. And that's knowing exactly what you need to hand off so that you can continue focusing on what you're an expert in. It amazes me when I talk to business owners who are doing their own bookkeeping and tax prep, and worse, that they're going through all this paperwork at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even midnight, slaving away trying to make sense of all of the numbers for their business. Business owners who are making it happen have already figured out that you can't do it all yourself. That's why I recommend Steve Lay with Equity Business Solutions. Not only is he an expert in bookkeeping and tax prep, but what I love about Steve is that he'll sit down with you and help you make sense of the value of your business beyond just reading a spreadsheet. You'll be able to make better decisions, and more importantly, you're going to save yourself the crucial time you would have spent going through QuickBooks or an Excel spreadsheet or whatever it is that keeps us up late at night. So save yourself some time and some money by giving Steve Lay a call at Equity Business Solutions, and he'll show you the value beyond your numbers. Go to equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com to find out more. All right, we got to talk about this. I have been waiting to make this episode for a while. And if you don't know my sort of process for choosing the next podcast episode, I'll be honest, it's really whatever I'm most annoyed about in the business world at any given time. So a lot of times I put out content on sales strategies, and that's because I've just been inundated with a number of DM cold pitches. In fact, I snipped a picture of my inbox yesterday. I literally had three LinkedIn messages pop up all one after another, brand new connection who was immediately trying to sell me something. And I was like, there might be a podcast episode about this. So typically when I get really annoyed about something, I'm like, hey, this could be the next podcast episode. Well, a little story time for you. I was in Kansas City, Missouri. I was visiting my wife's family and I went over to Taco Bell. Now, when I eat fast food, this is just, you know, personal opinion. You can ask my friends. Maybe they have a different opinion. I don't know. I feel like I don't gorge myself on fast food. I feel like I get the average amount of food that anybody else gets. I feel like I'm a pretty normal eater. Okay. I'm not beard meets food. I'm not, you know, a competitive eater. I just eat what I think is a normal amount. By the way, do you ever have this total like random thought? Do you ever feel like you're like asserting something and you emphasize it so much, you start being worried you're over defending it? Like I had this joke about being a normal eater, but I've so overcompensated for it that some of you listening are like, okay, but how much do you really eat when you go out to eat? Right. Anywho. So I got like a quesadilla. I got a cheesy gordita crunch, which is so delicious, so tasty. And I got a soft drink. Well, I get my food I swipe the card. I wasn't really paying attention. I get the receipt back and it's like $16.80. And I was like, did I get charged for the right thing? I look at the receipt and sure enough, it's the quesadilla, the number 7, and a cheese gordita crunch and a soft drink, which came with the number 7. This was all almost $17. And I had like this moment, I think the moment of clarity came after I ate my food and immediately felt bad about myself. You know, I had the stomach ache. I had eaten this food and was like, wow, why did I eat that? This doesn't help, by the way, that we live in today's social media world where there are so many like food TikTok accounts and Instagram accounts. Have you seen this where you can actually, the person working in the restaurant will document and vlog like their daily habits for making food? By the way, sometimes this is done really well. In other cases, the company shuts it down. There was a Chick-fil-A employee who I can't think of her name, but she would do videos on the food she was making. And then Chick-fil-A was like, cut it out. They cut it out entirely. Now, unfortunately, I think it hurt their business more than it helped because this young lady was getting so much great traction on her channel. So it was actually probably a missed opportunity by Chick-fil-A. But I was watching one, I guess maybe 3 or 4 months ago. It was a Taco Bell employee. And this person was showing how the beans get made. People, fam, there are some things that are better not seen. So imagine a very large Ziploc bag, for lack of a better phrase, that they cut off the top and they pour hot water into this big bowl. And then they stir it. It looked like soup, like this gross gravy. I mean, it was just, I was like, ugh. You know what actually reminds me of is the Jamie Oliver. Have you guys seen this bit? It's not even a bit. This little clip, though. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago where he's showing the kids how chicken nuggets get made. And it's like very gross. And by the way, Jamie Oliver, I think, got some criticism because he like over... It's actually a fairly, I'll say safe, pretty ordinary process. It really wasn't that intrinsically gross. But Jamie Oliver was trying to show... I think it was Jamie Oliver. Was trying to show, there was a slant to it basically. But anyway, it presents making these chicken nuggets. It looks disgusting. And he asks the kids, would you still eat this? And every hand goes up. Every kid's like, yes, I'll eat it. I do. I'll be honest. I kind of feel that way about Taco Bell where I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, would I eat it though? Probably. Taco Bell. Now I don't have like the stomach, you know, protection that I had against Taco Bell. Like I'll eat it. Then immediately I'm like, oh, that didn't sit well. I don't feel good. But you know, back in my college days, I feel like I could eat there every day. Taco Bell and CC's Pizza. I feel like that was like part of my routine. And I was just like, you know, I'd feel great. Right. Nowadays in my late 30s, I kind of actually think about what I'm going to eat every day. So anyway, point being, you have this video that shows how the beans at Taco Bell gets made. It looks disgusting. And it's like, I paid $17 for that? Really? But I had this moment of clarity where I was thinking about this and I was like trying to do the math on it because I'm a business guy and I was trying to figure it out. I was like, why is this so expensive? Now we know inflation's happening. It's like, it's kind of like this sort of obnoxious quip that people like to, yeah, you know, inflation, which if you're feeling inflation, you're not wrong in that. Okay. My issue with that line, by the way, is that it's becoming the go-to quip whenever something is less than ideal. So I'll talk to a business owner and they'll say like, yeah, I'm having a hard time with sales. And I'll be like, well, what are you going to do about it? And they might say like, well, you know, inflation. I'm like, no. Let's stop beating inflation like the redheaded stepchild. Let's have an honest conversation. But I was thinking about this. I was like, this is so interesting. Because I'm a big fan. Actually, you know what my immediate thought was? We have a local burger place called CJ's. They make hands down the best burger you can get at NWA. Fantastic burger. Now, you have to like a certain style of burger. I love the smash burger style. I love a salty hamburger. If you don't like those things, you're not going to like CJ's. And that's fine, by the way. They make a fantastic burger. So I'm eating this Taco Bell. I paid $17 for it. And I'm like feeling bad. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I eat that? And you know what my first thought was? A couple days before that, I had had CJ's. CJ's, what's cool about CJ's is they actually grind their meat in-house. When you go into CJ's, you can literally see the fresh red meat right there in the display window. You can also see the employee grinding it and making the patties. It gets made fresh right there. Well, if you get a 2/3 pound hamburger, by the way, don't listen to this episode if you're hungry, by the way. I haven't eaten lunch and now I'm like, man, I really want some CJ's. But a 2/3 pound, this is going to show how much I love CJ's because I like have the menu memorized, right? You can get a 2/3 pound hamburger. It's basically a double cheeseburger. The cheese is on there and you can get basically every topping: bacon, jalapeno, onion, lettuce, tomato, ketchup. Did I miss anything? I mean, all the good things to just topple up this burger. It gets made in-house. It's fresh. Do you know what it costs? Can you guess what the total cost would be? It's $17. It's the same price as this Taco Bell. So I had this moment of clarity. I was like, I just spent $17 on this crappy food when I could have had CJ's. A fresh, made in-house. It's not frozen. They didn't pull it out of the freezer. They make it. They grind the meat in front of you and make the patties. They make your burger right there. It's juicy. It's delicious. And it's the same price. I had another thought immediately after that. Not long after that, I was over at Wright's Barbecue. Wright's Barbecue, by the way, if you're not local, we have a lot of people listen to the podcast who is not local. They're not local, excuse me. Wright's Barbecue is one of our local barbecue joints started by Jordan Wright. Jordan has an amazing story of how Wright's Barbecue came to be. And Wright's Barbecue just this last week was unveiled as the number one rated barbecue restaurant in the country. Not in our city, in the country. Number one rated on Yelp. The number one barbecue restaurant on Yelp in the entire country, right here in Northwest Arkansas. You know how much it's going to cost you to eat at Wright's? If you get a Rocket Man, which the Rocket Man is so delicious, you take a potato, you put brisket on it, mac and cheese, you can throw on all these toppings that are made in-house, pickled onions. I put some pickled jalapenos on there, pico de gallo, a little bit of cheese, barbecue sauce. I'm telling you, if you're watching this episode and you haven't eaten lunch, this is going to make you run out the door. You know what all of that costs to eat that? $15. It is cheaper. Understand this for a second. It is cheaper to eat at the number one barbecue restaurant in the nation than it is to eat at Taco Bell. Than it is to eat at McDonald's. Something is weird and broken about our food industry today. There's something very strange happening in the fast food world today, because fast food, which was always understood to be, it's fast and it's cheap. You eat a meal there and you're like, it was okay. But it's like, that's what I paid for. Nowadays, fast food is more expensive than the amazing places you can eat locally, like Wright's Barbecue, like CJ's. And as a business guy, I can't help but wonder, what the heck's going on? What the heck is happening? Why is this happening? And it's you know, typically when I do a podcast episode, there's an insight I'm trying to share. There is a takeaway. You know, I used to be a high school teacher. I love teaching people. I love educating. It's how I got into consulting. I love taking things that I'm learning and teaching it to other people. It's part of my DNA. It's something I really enjoy. So I say that to say that when I do a podcast episode, there is a takeaway at the end of every episode. It's, you know, hey, are you trying to learn how to do sales better? Check out this episode. One of our more recent episodes was on how to price well. If you're trying to learn how to price better, check out that episode. I'm going to teach you. Here's how you price more effectively. If you're hiring, hey, here's how you hire well. Here's what great leadership looks like. And this isn't like I read a blog. Let me tell you about it. This is stuff that I've experienced being in the business world, running my own business, et cetera, et cetera. You get it. Guys, for today's episode, I don't have a takeaway. I am airing this episode to share that I am just as confused as you are as to what is happening with fast food prices and what will this mean in the future. Because there's a weird, in terms of like what we know about business, the current state of prices is illogical. Now, personally, I think it's unsustainable. I think that you're not, first of all, you're not going to see a wage hike that matches the increases of food. You just won't. Wages increase at a much slower pace than anything else will. So we're not going to see a wage hike. In fact, that's already been part of like mainstream dialogue and politics. And most of what we've already seen will continue to be the majority of what we will see. So I don't think it's a wage conversation. I think there's a very weird thing happening where prices, the pricing discussion, the pricing conversation, the price of food is very much illogical right now and upside down. I think a lot of things could come out from this. I think that we might see some titans in the fast food industry go out of business. I think we may be seeing some household names, some places that have been around for the last 3, 4, 5 decades, not just lose their market share and become irrelevant, but down the road, even go out of business. Now, I'm not saying that McDonald's is going out of business tomorrow. I'm not making a bold claim like that. But McDonald's has doubled in prices in the last decade. McDonald's has doubled in the last decade. Popeyes is up 80%. Taco Bell is up 80%. Some of my favorites, Chick-fil-A, is up 50%. But understand how interesting that is. Your experience at a Chick-fil-A is night and day different from your experience at a Taco Bell or at a McDonald's. They're very two different kinds of stores. And yet Chick-fil-A prices have only increased 50% versus McDonald's, which has increased 100%. Now, we're not saying the prices are double of Chick-fil-A, but what was always interesting about the fast food conversation was we all have our like bottom tier fast food, like how much self-respect do I have today? Like, okay, I'll eat it. And then we have kind of, you know, our nicer fast food restaurants. I would put Chick-fil-A up there. Chick-fil-A is probably the nicest experience that you're going to have from a fast food perspective. And if not the nicest, it's at least in the top of the conversation. The food's very good. The customer service is pretty amazing. And they really focus on you having a great experience. Disclaimer, by the way, whenever I talk about Chick-fil-A, people come out of the woodwork to tell me how much they love it or hate it, which I think is just a funny aside. You know, we live in a culture where everyone has to give their opinion and their take. So wherever you stand on Chick-fil-A, for all my friends listening, wherever you stand, okay, I'll just say the numbers don't lie. And Chick-fil-A does, from a business sense, does a terrific job of retention with their employees in terms of average pay compared to other fast food restaurants, and in terms of the quality of their product. So let that be what it is. But we only see a 50% increase in the last 10 years with Chick-fil-A. Again, McDonald's 100%, Taco Bell 80%. It's a wild west. And I think, honestly, I think the biggest issue is that people buy according to perceived value. People spend more. When they spend more, they assume there is more value in what they're spending their money on. There is something very weird about Wright's Barbecue and CJ's Burgers being cheaper than McDonald's and Taco Bell. And I'll tell you something, in terms of quantity of food, you get, like, getting the CJ's burger, it's like Five Guys. They dump you know, a big, two big handfuls of fries in your bag, it's way more food than you could ever eat. Now, if you go to McDonald's, you are not getting that amount of food, or certainly not at an equivalent price point. So we have these local restaurants. They're cheaper. They're better. The food's amazing. It's fresh. It's fresher, but it's cheaper. So could we see some of these fast food businesses go out of business? It's possible. What I'm most worried about, what I'm scared most about, is that these local restaurants are going to increase their prices. Now, the good news with that conversation is that local businesses are typically much more keen to protect their own customer loyalty. I think local businesses move much more slowly in terms of having price differences or price increases because they're aware that the local community is their bread and butter. But I could absolutely see a year, 2 years from now, these local restaurants having increased their prices substantially. And it's kind of weird because I remember a time, you know, and thank God that Jordan Wright never listened to me. We went to church together years ago and he wasn't asking, we were just having a conversation about Wright's Barbecue. And I was like, man, your prices are wildly expensive. This was like 15, 16. Isn't this so funny? This was pre-COVID. I was like, it was like, I think maybe 14, 15, maybe $16 for his food, maybe like brisket or something. Isn't it wild how cheap that is compared to today though? But good thing that he never listened to my opinion because, you know, Wright's, again, number one in the country, three amazing locations, what have you. But it's weird how what was expensive years ago is now fairly cheap. And that's just the way things go, right? But could we see them increase their prices? We could. I don't know what other answer there is, though. I don't know which way does this ship go. Because it seems like the only options are higher wages, higher local prices, or these big fast food brands lowering their prices or going out of business. And when stakeholders, shareholders, and what have you are all involved, I'm interested to see the boldness around actually lowering prices. But who knows? I mean, there's probably some very, I mean, think about this. These are $1 billion+ businesses. They have people on their payroll that are infinitely smarter than I am. And one thing that is common, I know, in software development, or just honestly, just development in general, is making decisions that are unfavorable and sort of like swinging from ditch to ditch so aggressively that people are PO'd about it and then peeling it back to where you would have gone originally. But when you peel it back, it creates good faith in your customer. So here's a really great example of what this means. Let's say the average McDonald's order is $10 and they increase it to $20 and an increase of 100%. Well, let's say they always planned to increase it 50%. Let's say the plan originally was to go from $10 to $15. Well, going from 10 to 15, there might be some outcry, people who are upset, what's happening with prices, there's all this PR work you have to do. Well, what a company might do instead is we're going to increase our prices to $20. And then when we get public outcry, we're going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to cut our prices and we're going to cut them down to $15. Everyone's happy. The company gets the price they always wanted originally. The customers feel like their voice mattered and they got what they want. By the way, this happens all the time. And so if you are a bright, shining, naive customer, you know, my businesses would never do this. Unfortunately, this is a very common tactic in the business world, for better or worse. So all that to say, like I said, I don't have a lesson to be learned here other than just it's always important to have your finger on the pulse of your customers and what value they're getting from you and the perceived value of what they think they're getting from you. But what's going on with fast food prices? What's happening here? Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts, your ideas on like, where does this go from here? What's next for the fast food industry? Are we going to see cheaper prices? Are we going to see these local joints increase their prices? I'd love to know what you think. Shoot me an email, blake@goodadvicecoaching.com, or just message me on LinkedIn or one of the other social platforms. Hey, thanks for listening today. That's all we got. I appreciate you. That's today's good advice. We'll catch you later. See ya.